Amen. Turn to the woman beside of you and said, I thank God you're here. Amen. It's good to be here this morning. Brother Rob, you did good, man. You did good. We appreciate your effort in helping our church grow, bro. Appreciate that. He wants all y'all to follow suit with that. Amen. Think about all of y'all had a baby. Think about if every single one of y'all women would have a baby, how big our church would be. Come on, Shirley.
Don't look on the other side. Don't look on this side.
Don't look on this side. That was good. Amen. Amen. It's good to be here. I want to begin a series today, and actually we're going to begin some Bible study for the next several Sunday mornings, so I want you to keep your Bible open today. Very, very serious series that I feel like is very timely with the situations on hand in our world. I want to talk about a series called Release. Release, and it's the will of God that we be free, that we be free, that we understand one of the keynotes that Jesus has always tried to do is keep us aware. The Bible says our people are destroyed for a lack of what? Knowledge. It's the will of God that we learn, that we be aware of the enemy's attacks. Jesus came here to reveal Satan's attacks. I want to start as a foundation. Now, I'm not going to stay there. We're going to go to Mark, but go to John chapter 8 as just a foundation. It says, verse 36, if the Son, talking about Jesus, therefore shall make you free, you'll be free indeed. You'll be free indeed. Indeed is a very powerful word. It's a word that means there's no question in the matter. It means that when Jesus sets you free, then you'll be free. It's the will of God that you walk in freedom. It's the will of God that you understand and that you be aware of satanic deception. Today's message today is going to be dealing with the bondage of deception. We're going to begin to talk about bondage. When you talk about freedom, you got to talk about bondage. We're going to talk about the bondage of deception and what greater way to reveal that. And go to the book of Mark. Now, I want you to keep your Bible open because we're going to look at a lot of scriptures today. We're not going to get in a hurry because I want you to get this. Mark chapter 5. I started to read just parts of it, but I want you to get all of it. And so we're going to look at some things here. This is a very familiar story to those of us who study the Bible. But it's very relevant and very pertinent to what we're dealing with today. Mark chapter 5, and it said, and they came over unto the other side of the sea, of the country of the Gadareans. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him. Now, as I begin to read this, and I've read this many times, but that's the beautiful thing about the Word of God. When revelation comes, it gets deeper and deeper, and you see things you never saw before. But we live in desperate times. We live in times where we must exhibit the power of God in our lives. We're not just saved and ready for heaven. But while we're here on earth, we are to make an influence, and that influence is the power of God. Amen? Amen. God is powerful. And I want you to see, boy, this is just, it is said in verse 2, and when he was come out of the ship, talking about Jesus, immediately there met him out of the tubes a man with an unclean spirit. This man saw Jesus, and look what he did next. Who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. This man's life was in a mess. heard a testimony this past week of a 13-year-old girl who wrote a note telling that her life had been a living hell. 13 years old. I want you to understand there's a very presence of evil today. And God wants us to be aware of it, not to fear it, but to understand it. And so Jesus comes in, and here this guy comes running to him, and his life is a mess. Chains, he is just really, really messed up. Look at verse 5. And always, night and day, I want you to see the torment. He was in the mountains, separated from his family, separated from his purpose and his destiny. He is tormented by the enemy. Look what it said in verse 5. And always, night and day, he's in the mountains and the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. Can you listen real good this morning? Do you hear crying in the world today? Do you hear torment in the world today? But when he saw Jesus afar off, look what he said. He ran and worshiped him. He worshiped him. In the Greek, the word there, worship, means to kneel down. He kneeled down. There's so much in here, I don't know how far I'll get, but I'm going to tell you, the devil is trying with all of his might to let the world know how powerful he is. But I want you to know, when the press of God comes in, he's got to bow. Do you realize the God that's in you right now intimidates the devil? Do you realize that when you walk in a room and God that is in you causes the devil to leave? Amen. Look what he said. Verse 7 now. I want you to note who's talking here. This man is possessed. And in verse 7, the devil starts taking. This is so awesome, because Jesus just walks up and cried with a loud voice, verse 7, and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God?" Oh, this is awesome right here. This man is possessed, and his life is in torment. And Jesus comes up. Jesus hadn't said anything. He's just there. And now the demon. I want you to note in verse 7 here, the demon's talking. The man's not talking. The demon's talking. And he said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God?" Do you see what the devil's... Is the devil telling the world today that he's God? Is the devil telling he's in control and, oh, he's going to do this and he's going to do that? But when it comes down to real deal, what is the devil telling? God, you're God. Amen. "I adjure thee by God, that thou torment me not." Now, the man's not talking, because Jesus does not torment people. The devil torments. And the devil's saying right here, "Jesus, don't torment me." I just want you to see how powerful you are. I want you to see how powerful God is. Verse 8, "For he said unto him," this is Jesus, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And he asked, "What is thy name?" Jesus asking, "What is thy name?" Now, this is the part you really got to understand. Satan wants us to walk around in ignorance. But we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. Now look what it said. Jesus saying here, and Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" Now you got to understand, demonic activity operates in regions. And he answered and saying, "My name is Legion." Now, legion means 6,826 soldiers. 6,826 soldiers. This man is possessed with over 6,000 demons. For we are many, to say the least. "And he besought him much that he would not send them, get this, you got to get this, out of the country. Demonic activity is regional. Satan wants to dominate in regions. Now don't lose me, because I'm explaining all this to you in just a minute. You see, the devil wants us to think that he's all powerful and that he's God and he's just like God. Let me clear something up. He is not like God. He is not omnipresent. He is not omniscient. He's not all-knowing. He is a created being that was created by God. He was an anointed cherub. He is limited. Amen. Yeah. So the devil's telling you, well, you're going to do this and you're going to do that. And how does he know all that? He don't know anything. God is all knowing. Amen.
That's right.
I want you to get that. Because fear and torment are a part of our society today. What in the world are we going to do? I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to lift up the name of Jesus. And when you lift up the name of Jesus, he breaks bondages. Stay with me. We're laying some foundation. He said, please don't let me leave out of the country. Now there was three nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And the devils besought him. The devils now begin to cry out to Jesus, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And as another translation says, he gave them permission. Tell me there's not power in prayer. Tell me when you begin to say, in the name of Jesus, devil, get your hand off my children. In the name of Jesus. When you begin to talk like that, you know what you do? You put fear in him. You will not torment my home. You will not torment my job. You will not torment my neighborhood. You will not. I will not lay in bed fearing all night long what's going to happen to me. Devil, I want to tell you in the name of Jesus. Turn to somebody and say, Jesus, right now. There's power in that name. There's power in that name. Whew. I'm about to have a fit up here. Amen. Like the old black lady said, Lord, if you don't quit, you're going to kill me. Amen. It's getting good up here now. Gooder. It's gooder up here. Gooder. Amen. Where was it? Verse 12. And the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, gave them permission. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And a herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea. And there were about 2,000 that entered into the swine and were choked in the sea. And they that fed in the swine fled, told it in the city and the country. And they went out to see what was done. And they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil. Now look here. Here's this guy just a few minutes later, possessed with the devil, had the legion, 6,826 demons. He's now sitting. He's now clothed. Anybody got a prayer request this morning? My God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above what you think or even ask. My God. Turn to everyone and say, my God. Amen. My God. My God. What is your need today? What is your request today? What are you dealing with? What are you tormented with today? What fear is coming to you that you can't sleep at night? What is coming against you to make you feel like you're overwhelmed? The answer is in the name of Jesus. Let me get this right here now. He's sitting, he's clothed, and in his right mind. Amen. That's a miracle right there. In his right mind. And they were afraid. There's so much in this right here. There's so much in this. Y'all got a couple hours? Nobody. Nobody. Okay, I get it. I get it. You just got to see that. Who was afraid? The church people. They were afraid. What in the world? What do you mean you were afraid? Jesus is who he says he is. We worship him. We love him. We serve him. And when he does something miraculous, we sit back like, man, I didn't believe that. Amen? You want to know why? Bondage. The enemy's got us bound down to the point that we think it can happen to everybody else, but it can't happen to us. He is a liar. The church people were afraid. Whew. Lord help us. Verse 16, I might get through reading this. I got so much. I got pages up here. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine, and they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. Who's this talking? The church people. You got to get this right here. The church people. They were so shook up. They say, we don't want all this. We don't want all this. He just needs to go somewhere. We don't want to talk about the devil. We don't want all that demon stuff. We don't want all that hell stuff. We just want you to tell us how good we are, how great we are, and just give us a pat us on the back, and let's hurry up and get out of here. We don't want to hear nothing about all this stuff. But when a 13-year-old girl says, my life is a living hell, and she's a local girl, by the way, it bothers me. And the church is just going through the motions and playing their little games and doing their little things. And let me tell you what, the devil don't care if you do that. Matter of fact, he wants you to do that. But the church people were afraid, and now they're wanting all, look, just go somewhere. Lord, have mercy. I'm reading y'all the Bible now. Amen. Y'all believe in the Bible?
Amen.
Anybody believe in the Bible here?
Amen.
Amen. And they began to pray him out to depart. And when he was coming to the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Now here's what's happening here. This man is so free now. He didn't want to leave Jesus. I love what Jesus tells him though. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, you need to go home. It's been a long time since you've been home. Y'all got any loved ones that's going through stuff? Y'all got anybody that's tormented? Have y'all got any prayer requests this morning that seem so impossible, so far away, seem like nothing can be done? I want to tell you, God can bring them home. Jesus said, you need to go home to your friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and have compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish. Here's what's happening now. And the next word is Decapolis. That's not just one city now. That's 10 cities. Deca meaning 10. Polis meaning a metropolitan. Cities. 10 cities. So he goes and begins to tell what Jesus has done for him. You know all we got to do? And all we got to do, and I appreciate testimonies I've heard this morning. It blessed me so much to hear Northview is out there and Northview is making an impact into the world, because you go get your tires changed or you go to the doctor's office, and the whole time you're there, you think you're going there for tires, but you think you're going there for an appointment. But no, you're there for a divine appointment, because somebody needed you to be there so they could tell you. I'm telling you, that's what God is able to do when he puts you in the right place at the right time, because he wants people to know he is the answer. Amen. And look what it said, and all men did marvel. You talk about church growth, you just start telling what Jesus has done for you. Amen. You just start telling what Jesus has done for you, and I want to tell you, it's going to shake somebody, because somebody needs to hear what Jesus has done for you. Then the last thing, verse 21. And I'm going to have to stop here. I ain't even got done reading. And when Jesus was passed over again by the sea into the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. Glory to God. Satan don't want you listening. Another study I want you to read, we'll read it next time we get together, Luke chapter 10. I want you to read that in your study because that's what we're going to be talking about. Satan don't want you to listen to this. He'll do anything. I want to tell you, you need to be here the next several Sundays. Because I believe I'm speaking this message by divine appointment. I believe that God has led me into this message to make Northview aware of the attacks of the enemy and what's going on in the enemy. Because I'm telling you what, it blessed me beyond compare to hear these testimonies this morning. Because you know what it told me? It don't matter what the devil's doing out there, God's going to place people. He's going to place people. If you make a decision this week to say, God, I want to be used by you, you know what? He'll put you in a place that you probably won't even. It might be standing in line at the grocery store or whatever, but God will give you an opportunity to share to somebody. You know what? All you got to do is give them the name of Jesus, and I want to tell you that will change things. Northview, you better get ready. You better get ready because there's some people here that's going to be telling about Jesus. And when you start telling about Jesus, here comes the people because they are hungry. They need something that they're not getting. I'm so tired of philosophers and all this trying to equate everything to today's society. I want to tell you there's a devil out there. He's seeking whom he may devour, but greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. It don't matter what comes your way. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's going to set you free. Amen. 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 I'm going to leave with this morning. The thief, Satan, is going to do everything he can to keep you from coming. And here's why. When the thief is caught, I'm fixing to give you Bible now. When the thief is caught, how much does he have to restore? 100-fold. When the thief is caught, you see there's a thief out there, and he's lying, he's doing everything he can to keep you in bondage. And I'm gonna challenge you with something. Most people say, well, I don't need that. I don't need that sermon. Sounds good, sounds right, but I'm not in bondage. You're gonna be surprised. You're gonna be surprised when we begin to break this series down. Well, I don't really need that. I'm not in bondage. There's probably some part in your life that you're not aware of, that you're having difficulty with, or there's something in your life. I'm gonna tell you what. People are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But when you get knowledge, you get power. When you recognize, listen, people do not believe they're in bondage today. Churches do not believe they're in bondage today. And the devil wants you to be ignorant. He wants you to be in bondage when it comes to knowledge so that you will not be effective. But I'm going to tell you, when you begin to learn what God can do in your life and what He is doing in your life, I'm going to tell you, it's going to set somebody free. Amen. And I'm believing for the testimonies this morning that were given, the people to be healed. One was already testified of being healed. I'm believing for that lady to be healed. I'm believing my God is still a healer. Amen. I want you to stand to your feet this morning, and I want you to take somebody's hand as we close in prayer today. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this word. And God, we ask you to help us today to be able to deliver this word in such a fashion that people will understand. We know there's a spirit of this world, of this age, that pulls us from trying to get us away from the things of God. We're living in a nation now where our government is seemingly pulling us away from the things of God. But God, I believe that when we stand our ground and declare your name, that hell has to bow down. Lord, I don't know what your people's going through here in this church today. I know there's sicknesses and I know there's different things that people are fighting today. But I bind the spirit of fear and I bind the spirit of discouragement. And I release, God, Lord, let this series of release come into their heart, and may something rise up within inside of them, and realize that they do not have to be bound any longer to whatever it is, that they can be free. Father, your word says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, we are free indeed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.